the gust of universal joy which swept the house of Israel and moved men of generous heart in every land was attended also by anguish and suspense. High opportunity and deadly danger, supreme ecstasy and icy fear came together in that moment side by side.
The first months of liberty were wreathed in smoke and gunfire. Tanks rumbled through the wheat fields. Sniper bullets laced the
startled at hearing so eccentric an idea even submitted to their official attention. A British ambassador in Paris, to whom our first president, Dr. Chaim Weizmann, summarized this project.
The first months of liberty were wreathed in smoke and gunfire. Tanks rumbled through the wheat fields. Sniper bullets laced the streets of Haifa. Jerusalem lay under siege. And yet, somehow, within 100 days, it was clear to the world that Israel would survive.
In that moment, side by side, with a sense of the awesome fragility of all cherished things.
A few decades ago, the prospect